Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
When it comes to protecting your diesel engines, we're with you. Less downtime and injector repairs? We're with you. Better fuel economy and power? We're with you there, too. We're Cenex Premium Diesel Fuels. And whether you're running a fleet or a farm, you'll get unbeatable performance from our unique balance of 7 top-quality additives. Looking for quicker starts? Well, we're with you there, too. So upgrade to Cenex Premium Diesel today. Cenex, our energy comes through. Cenex is a brand of CHS. It's true that the bigger your farm equipment gets, the faster you can feed the world, but it's also true that bigger equipment means bigger repair bills. In fact, replacing just one high-tech transmission could set you back $60,000. But not if you protect your investment with Cenex Petroleum Products and the Total Protection Plan for up to 10 years of coverage. The Cenex Total Protection Plan already protects thousands of pieces of equipment. Why not yours? Hear what farmers say about the plan at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Not much of a change in the national crop progress set of numbers this week. The U.S. corn crop remains at 69% in the good to excellent category. As we head into the latter part of August, we're at 63% in the good to excellent category. When it comes to the U.S. soybean crop, the U.S. cotton crop at 53% in good to excellent shape. That's down a couple of percentage points from 1 week ago. The Texas crop, 43% in good to excellent shape. Oklahoma, 76% in good to excellent shape. They've just started cotton harvest in the south part of that state. Grain sorghum crop also looking good right now at 68% in the good to excellent category. That's basically unchanged from a week ago, actually up one percentage point in the excellent category. It looks like Texas crop at 67% in good to excellent shape. The Oklahoma crop, 79% in good to excellent shape. Arkansas, 77% in good to excellent shape. Kansas, 69% good to excellent shape. New Mexico at 89% in good to excellent shape. They're about 45% harvested in Texas on this year's grain sorghum crop, also well along with their corn harvest in South Texas as well. This coming Friday, August 28th, is implementation day for WOTUS, the Clean Water Rule of EPA. Unless the courts intercede, Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says he anticipates a low-key sliding into the implementation time period by EPA.
I think we very well could see a very quiet approach to implementation and enforcement, especially knowing these court cases are out there. Because if they were to really go out there and actively force this, they know that the PR would definitely swing against them even more so than it already has. But I think the biggest concern is how many lawsuits will we see filed by activist groups that will be trying to use this new rule to come out and attack producers.
And as Colin Woodall says, these activist groups really would like to go aggressively against agriculture. As possible, they will very, very quickly do so once the Clean Water Rule is in place after this Friday. At this past week's Wheat Review, had the opportunity to catch up with Dr. Brett Carver, wheat breeder at OSU, about the wheat varieties that have been released by Oklahoma State over the last few years, how they've performed, and he says it's all about responding to Mother Nature.
Yeah, you just take what Mother Nature gives you. Mother Nature has done a lot of drought at us lately, but also what Mother Nature threw at us this year was stripe rust. And now we were prepared for that, I feel like. Now, the stripe rust pathogen that we're seeing, that we saw in 2015, it looked a lot like 2012 in terms of how the genetics fell out. But I still think there was something different about this pathogen that we didn't see in 2012. We were seeing injury on genotypes, on varieties that were not badly affected in 2012.
OSU's Brett Carver. You've got farm news on Ron. The 31st Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup back home at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma on the 28th and 29th of August. 12 historic ranches competed in 6 events, including wild cow milking, stray gathering, and the wild horse race. The OCA Range Roundup, sponsored by your Oklahoma Ford dealers, supporting once again the Children's Miracle Network. The OCA Range Roundup. For tickets, go to www.lazye.com or call 800-595-RIDE. At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.